Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our weekly wine review. And today, since it's just still hot as all get out, I wanted to open up another white wine. And I did tell y'all before that I was really getting intrigued by Sauvignon Blancs from France. So we decided to grab this Sauvignon Blanc from France. It's a Bordeaux, so they don't call them Sauvignon Blanc, so it's a white Bordeaux. So you call it from that. This one didn't have a mixture. The varietal is just plain Sauvignon Blanc. It's a Marqué de Bacalón, and I'm saying it like it's Spanish, but it's from that winery, and it's from France. And you know, when you get those Bordeaux from France, it's going to be dry. So we got this dry, basic Sauvignon Blanc that I said, well, it's always good to have something with some vegetable, salad, or any type of green, meal or whatever. Because I always like to have my Sauvignon Blancs with something. As a standalone wine, I don't think it's that refreshing. Depends on where you get it from. But this one, I'm really getting intrigued with the Sauvignon Blancs from France. So with this one, I was looking forward to, because remember the other Sauvignon Blanc we had from France, it was actually a little on the sweeter side. And I was kind of like, wow, this is really different. But if you look at this one, this Marqués de Bacalón, see that Bordeaux? But down at the bottom, it says Sauvignon Blanc. But it's a Bordeaux because, you know, in France, they always distinguish it by the area. 2016. They had a 2017 and a 2015 that I've seen. But I turned around and I said, let me just grab the one that's available. So the one that was available was this 2016. And we brought it at a price point of about $12.99. They had it listed on the regular market at $19. I'm still going with the $12 because I wouldn't have paid $19 for this. I don't know if I would have actually went and got this brand either. Looking for a French Bordeaux or a French Sauvignon Blanc. I don't think I would have done that. So anyway, the notes on this. So check this out. The notes on this. Lemon color with green tints, of course. Nose of citrus, white peach, honeysuckle, and that's what they had. It's creaminess on the palate. I'm gonna tell you what I got out of it, even though that's the little things that they were talking about. But back to the point, look, yellowish, slightly green tint. You probably can't see that based on, you know, the camera angle and the lighting and everything. But it's a slight green tint on it, which I thought was really good. But let's get a whiff of this. So on the lime rind, you know, when you smell a lime or not as lemony, but more on the rind, lime rind side, you get that. Not quite any stone effect or anything in that matter, so we're not really getting that either. But good aromas, inviting aromas if you know what you're drinking. If you didn't know what you was drinking, the most thing we'll default to is lemons. But let's get a taste now. So I like it. It was good. This is a little cooler than I had last night. So I think if I would have set this out, it got a lot more of the lemon, because I got a lot of lemon last night. A lot of lemon taste, a little on the grassy side too. So that's another thing that I'm getting from this. Probably like that grassy vegetable type of almost green pepper almost green pepper. You know, if you taste a green pepper without the hotness on it, but it has that kind of odd green pepper taste. It's a little of that too. Dry, so it's gone. So let me take another one. I want it on the front of my tongue. That's to see if I get any sweetness, but this one doesn't. This is more like a New Zealand, but not as grassy. So when I get the New Zealand type of Sauvignon Blancs, this is the kind I get a high on the lemony, a lot more grassier, but a little more on the stone side too. But this one doesn't really have it. But really good wine, very good wine. I'm still into these Bordeaux, white Bordeaux Sauvignon Blancs from France. I'm trying to get another one because I'm just so fascinated because I haven't been able to drink them. Everyone knows I go toward Oregon and I go toward New Zealand, but now I have another option. So this is a Marque de Bacalon Bordeaux France Sauvignon Blanc. Really nice, good price point and all. Urban Wine Life, every Friday, get to see or hear my podcast for my wine reviews on urbanwinelife.com or Urban Wine Life on podcast download or Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. Thank you very much. Follow me on Bougie Black Bro on Twitter or Instagram, and you'll see a lot of them as well. Thank you, and see you next time on Urban Wine Life.